Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts. Talk to me
so you can see. Monday morning, it's time to check out what stories are setting the agenda this week. And joining us is Kelly Crossley, host of the Kelly Crossley Show on WGBH, Boston Public Radio. And also with us, Charlie Herman, our good friend, business and economics editor. Kelly and Charlie, welcome to the program.
Good morning.
Good morning.
So, Charlie, let's start with the Greek elections. And obviously, there's a certain amount of momentum that carries us through the week, although the rally that was going on a few hours ago seems to have died down significantly. Where do you think this takes us?
Well, I mean, it's reminiscent of last week. We had this bailout of the Spanish banks, and there was this big rally, and people thought things had been resolved. And then and within a couple hours, a couple days, the perspective went the complete opposite direction of people saying, wait, this doesn't really solve the problem. And so, yes, we have this conservative new democracy that has won enough votes that they can probably create a coalition government but in Greece to try and keep that country in the Eurozone. But the problem is will they be able to effectively govern that country? Will they be able to get the changes that they say they're going to get to these austerity plans that they have on the country? Will that be enough? There's a little bit of they have won the battle of not staying out of not falling out of the Eurozone, but there's still a lot of structural problems in Greece that are not being addressed. You know, you're already seeing the boost in stock markets that we saw in other parts of the world drop. You've seen the cost for Spain to fund itself has been continuing to rise. So this is it's one of those where, yay, it's great. They're not going to drop out of the euro in the next 24, 48 hours sort of thing. But at the same time, they haven't really resolved the bigger structural issues. They haven't won the war.
And the big takeaway here is we shouldn't confuse the avoiding the cliffhangers, as you say, with the building of a fundamentally new euro relationship. Do you think a building is going on, or is it just about the cliffhangers at this point?
I feel like it's just we're putting in some facade. We're putting up some more plaster. We're trying to keep the building from completely collapsing, but we're not doing a really structural reform of, like, looking at the foundation and building up. We're doing a lot of fixes to the outside of the building, but not really fixing it itself, and it still means that the building could collapse at some point.
And that still means that U.S. financial markets are potentially vulnerable from all of that.
Still going to be worried about that.
Kelly Crossley, what did the White House do over the weekend? Did they play a little chess with the GOP on the issue of immigration reform by adopting this executive order that essentially preempts pieces of the so-called DREAM Act? What do you make of this?
I don't play chess, but I think that's checkmate from President Obama. Absolutely. I think that it has really pushed this discussion center stage, even more so as we look ahead this week to see that Mitt Romney and President Barack Obama will be both addressing the National Association of Latino Elected and Appointed Officials. I mean, those folks are going to be looking for some more definitive conversation about where each stands. Mitt Romney had an opportunity this Sunday to articulate where he may be. He sort of moved away from it and decided not to say that he would repeal President Obama's executive order. Now, a lot of people could say, well, that's it for him, because the gap right now, most of the support from Latino voters is going to President Obama. You know, you could look at it a different way and say he has a possibility of pivoting. And maybe some of his folks are thinking, we're going to Marco Rubio territory, because this conference is in Orlando. And let's take another look at what Marco Rubio had put out that a lot of other Republicans supported, which was his version of the DREAM Act, and say maybe we can craft something and have something more definitive to say to those folks later on this week, and therefore to the rest of Latino voters about his being supportive of certainly this piece of the population and beyond. I don't know. I'm really interested to see how this is going to play out. I don't think that Mitt Romney can stay where he is now and hope to win, and he himself has said that.
Although, Callie, it seems to me that the White House is betting that they're going to have a voice with the Western, Hispanic, largely Mexican immigrants in this decision, and really sort of leaving the Marco Rubio sort of Florida voices really behind. And the electoral votes are possibly with Obama here.
I think that's an excellent point, though I think no matter where you are, even if you're with the Q Cuban Americans, that this is an issue that is of great concern to you, even if it's not right at the top of your list in the same way that the Western Latinos that you pointed out are. So that's why that I thought Marco Rubio's attempt to get at this with just this certain piece of population, the so-called Dreamers, made sense in a lot of ways politically for Republicans. I really feel that they're going to have to revisit that, and that Mitt Romney is going to take some piece of that, and he'll be joined with Marco Rubio in his crafting of that with the Cuban Americans in mind.
Right.
I don't know what it's going to look like, but I think some piece of that is going to come into fruition.
Rubio, of course, the co-author of the DREAM Act, which allows certain individuals, particularly people with good grades, maybe military service, other sorts of criteria, to remain in the United States. It's a piece of legislation, and the executive order really preempts it in some ways. Callie Crossley, is there a new battle in the war on women all of a sudden taking place in Michigan?
Boy, is there. The blogosphere is lit up with a lot of people sending the word vagina to more than one state legislator in Michigan after a censuring of State Representative Lisa Brown, or rather they shut her down. She was speaking about an abortion bill at the end of her statement, said, you know, stay away from my vagina. And people went crazy, mostly men, I have to say, which doesn't look good on their behalf, saying she used inappropriate language. Her exact words were, I use the correct medical name of a part of a woman's anatomy. And it's blown up bigger because from what she said, and this is how other women are looking at it across the country, some other women, that she's outraged that Michigan legislators, these are her words, not only want to dictate what a woman can do, but what we can say. So I think the shutting down of the conversation to not allow her to continue to speak is what really sent people over the edge, wherever they may have stood on the original piece of legislation that she was arguing about.
And we should note that the Eve Ensler play, The Vagina Monologues, will be read on the state capitol steps all week long by female legislators who are outraged by this. Callie Crossley, thanks so much. Charlie Herman, before we go, is the Fed going to do something, or are they just going to react this week to markets?
The expectation is they may not do a lot, and that'll be a big worry if they don't, and maybe that'd be a big worry if they do, because then they'll look like they're being too responsive to what's happening in stock markets.
Markets are looking for more stimulative policies from the Fed,
exactly.
And again, we don't know. Charlie Herman, business and economics editor from WNYC, in the studio with me, and Callie Crossley, host of The Callie Crossley Show on WGBH, Boston Public Radio. In Boston. Callie and Charlie, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.